Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
.306 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday. My gosh, what an absolutely glorious day weather-wise. I don't know how to break it to you. Pixie and I were outside. Now, the wind was whipping around, man, like nobody's business, but the sun was shining bright, 72 degrees. It was so comfy, so nice. I actually turned my alarm on just to be sure. I didn't need it, sadly, but... what did I tell you yesterday? That today the sun would, in fact, be coming up. I did say that. Remember that? And it is life moving on. I know there are some who are absolutely crushed and some who are absolutely thrilled. And to each of you, I say, fantastic. Now let's move along here. There's a lot to talk about. I don't want to pretend that that's not the case. And I know that everybody right now is parceling out blame or taking credit. But there are numbers. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of numbers, but there are numbers that indicate exactly who is responsible, who's not responsible, messaging that worked, messaging that didn't work, et cetera, et cetera. Etc. So let's do a couple of the numbers first. And of course, feel free to hit me up the James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Certainly disappointment. I know that there are plenty of folks who are disappointed. I know. I get that. However, You're going to have to move along, right? Now, you can commit yourself to a political battle. You can commit yourself to doing something else. You can come to the realization, hey, I'm really fascinated by, or I'm really inspired by, or I really want to be involved with whatever it is. And then you say, that's where I'm going to be. And that's fine. And if it remains politics for you, that's okay. I'm not telling you what you should or should not do. I'm just saying it's a whole lot in a really, really big world. But let me share with you a couple of numbers, which I think will make clear really what is responsible for yesterday and the results. We'll start with the numbers and then we'll use words because there's plenty of words that need to be used as well. Number one would be 2021. Remember that? 4 years ago, two guys running for governor, Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin. Terry McAuliffe gets 1.5 million votes. It's a lot of votes. He gets most of those early on. Election day is when Glenn Youngkin wins. Glenn Youngkin gets 1.6 million votes. Okay. Not a huge margin, but a margin nonetheless. 2024. Just last year, we elected a president. Anybody remember that? Kamala Harris gets 2.3 million votes. Donald Trump gets 2 million votes. 2025, yesterday. Abigail Spanberger gets 1.5 million votes. And Winston Sears gets 1.1 million votes. I don't know if you followed the numbers. Abigail Spanberger actually received fewer votes than Terry McAuliffe did 4 years ago. Let that sink in for a second. Hardly a victory of epic proportion. Not even close. Abigail Spanberger actually received fewer votes than Terry McAuliffe did. But you know who else received fewer votes? Winston Sears. Winston Sears finished a half a million votes behind Glenn Youngkin. Winston Sears finished 300,000 votes behind Abigail Spanberger. Now, if you follow the math, if the same people who came out to vote for Glenn Youngkin would have turned out to vote for Winston Sears, Winston Sears would have won. But here's the big number. If the people who voted for Donald Trump would have turned out, guess what happens? Winston Sears wins. So if you would like to point the finger... and start blaming people, you can do it. And there are plenty of people to blame. First on the list, Winston Sears. You may like her, you may dislike her. She did a terrible job organizing that campaign. Terrible job. You don't run for governor with a campaign manager who has never run any campaign. That was damn near the dumbest thing that I had ever heard in the political realm. Just crazy. Just crazy. You don't jump into the presidential race a year ago and announce how you are completely and totally against Donald Trump, not really knowing, not having any idea which way the nomination is going to go, particularly since you know you're going to run for governor. Were you thinking that you would at some point, woo people, say, in Northern Virginia to support you because you had taken a stand against Donald Trump? Let me tell you something. Here's what I have learned through the years. Given the choice between a Democrat and a Republican pretending to be a Democrat, the Democrats will always choose the Democrat. You gain nothing by turning your back in that way. In addition to that, what else do you see? You see that you've insulted the president and his supporters. Now, I know President Trump did the tele-town hall the other night, and I thought it was pretty good. I really did. I thought it was quite inspiring and enthusiastic. But he didn't do a certain thing, which was to mention Winsome Sears. He said, you know, vote for the Republican team, the Democrats stink, blah, 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 blah. But president holds a grudge. I get that. I totally get that. But all of that being said, the other people who are responsible for this are the people who voted in the past that did not bother to vote this time. A 500,000 people that came out to support Governor Youngkin that didn't come out to support Winsome Sears. The almost 1 million people who came out to vote for Donald Trump who did not come out to support Winsome Sears. Now, you can tell me that the Democrats were running against Trump. Sure, that's a possibility. The entire platform really was, we hate Trump more than you hate Trump. And that resonated with people in Northern Virginia. We know that. And when you've got 300,000 people plus in our beloved Commonwealth who work for the federal government and they haven't gotten their paychecks, guess what? You're going to have some sort of a protest vote. But there's a lot that has been lost, and I'm going to address all of that. I'm going to address all of that. And folks are already weighing in saying, Jeff, well, are you going to Florida? You know, I've talked about it. I really have. But I've also talked recently, if you've been paying attention, and some people have and some people haven't. Heidi's decided she's not really up for the Florida thing. So, yeah, you know, you might just be stuck with me for a bit. What can I tell you? But we'll talk all about that. We've got a great event coming up this weekend, the Jewish Food Festival. The Richmond Jewish Food Festival is incredible. And no, you don't have to be Jewish to go there. It's just delicious food in a, well, it's Jewish food. It's like the soul food of my people, and it's just great. So you'll hear about it at 3:35. My buddy Dom Giordano from WPHT up in Philadelphia is going to join us to help us break down the results up there in New Jersey and in New York City. Now, New York City, you ought to be focused on, if you're a Jew in America and you see what's happened in New York City and you are not terrified and ready to address it, then you got problems. But we'll talk all about it as we head through the afternoon. Again, remember, James River Air text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, let us take a look at couple of things that are coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 703 says, Jeff, this train wreck of an election in Virginia was easy to spot coming as soon as the candidates were announced. The fact is, Virginia voters did not stand up for freedom, so they can sit down while it's being taken away. Shame on everybody that did not vote yesterday that voted for Donald Trump in 2024. This is clearly on your shoulders. 804 says, Jeff, Commie Mamdummy, I guess that's Zoran Mandami, won a sizable amount of the Jewish vote. He absolutely did, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves for doing that. 804, Jeff, Virginia may have to go through tough times under the Marxist Democrats to realize how bad they are. Maybe. Let's see. Larry in Chesterfield says, Jeff, just remember the sun also rises on the oppressed Jews, Christians, and countries that were free at one time or another. Now we have no stopgap for that. Transgender, radical Islamists wishing a man and his family dead as the leaders of the Commonwealth as well as the legislature. You do the math. One who is on the way to Florida, so it doesn't matter to you, Larry in Chesterfield. Well, Larry, it absolutely matters to me. Matters to me a lot, because as I just told you, Heidi is She's not down with the whole Florida thing. Crazy, huh? 804 says, hey, Jeff, Walt here. I'm at the top of Afton Mountain on the interstate. It is 75 degrees. Jeff, let's hope there is not another pandemic or another excuse to close the Commonwealth again. Unfortunately, not enough conservatives voted, it appears. Well, you're right. Again, I'm asking you to take a look at numbers. And the numbers indicate that folks who voted for Glenn Youngkin, folks who voted for Donald Trump, will absolutely, positively have to bear the burden of this because you all didn't show up. There you go. Now, we can talk about what a terrible candidate Winston Sears was. We can talk about a terrible campaign. Good Lord, let me tell you how much we banged our flipping heads against the wall trying to get her on the air. Events, unearned media that she should have been at that just got canceled at the last minute. Oh, yeah, she can't make it. She decided not to go. Really? Do you want to be governor or do you not want to be governor? You got to pick one. I don't care which one it is. I'm on board. I'll be a team player, yada, yada, yada. But, man, you got to be all in. And it sure as hell didn't seem like that was the case. We can talk about what a grossly incompetent operation the Republican Party of Virginia has proven itself to be this time out, if you'd like. You know, you and I have been around a while, right? Not newcomers. Abigail Spanberger will be my fifth Virginia governor. Somebody like Charles Pyle, he's a native. I don't want to do too much about it, but I'm going to say, based on what I know, she'll be his 16th Virginia governor. Scott in Chesterfield says, good afternoon, Jeff. John Reed will be taking over the afternoon show when you pack up and head to Florida. I will make a prediction, and you know I don't do predictions. John is done with the media. I'm just telling you. Not a prediction, anything else. I'm just telling you. His next thing, if you're asking, well, you're not asking me, I'll tell you anyway. His next thing, as far as I'm concerned, will be a book and a good speaking tour. I think that'll be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
757, Jeff, I guess all the illegals working at the solar farms in Charles City will be safe now. Yeah, well, that's a good point. All those people that just got busted, illegal aliens from ICE, rapists, child sex offenders, what have you, Spamberger, Hashmi, and Lord knows Jay Jones, they're all on board with giving them sanctuary status here. So, yeah, I guess so. Jeff, another option for people is to just move before Virginia becomes California. Well, it's definitely it's going to head in that direction. That is absolutely correct. 804 says, Jeff, Glenn Youngkin is done. You can't run for president and preside over the worst disaster since Republicans became competitive. Sure you can. Yeah, you can. And you don't necessarily have to be running specifically or exclusively for president. You can certainly throw your hat in the ring, if you will, make a run for president, wind up in a cabinet post. That's it. That's it. So we'll talk about a lot of stuff. All right. We got some fun stuff coming up. And yeah, we do have some more numbers we'll have to deal with in a couple of moments. But Chuck Lesson is going to be with us at 3:35 as we talk about the Jewish Food Festival. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Some more wonderful text coming in. I promise you, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And yes, we will chat about all of them and take a look at this. And people are trying to pack stuff up and unpack stuff. A lot of us took down campaign signs. People are putting up decorations, right? You know who I feel bad for? No, I mean, I really feel very sad for Thanksgiving at this point, because the pilgrims, man, have just become an afterthought. And we'll get into that a little bit later. My buddy Dom Giordano from Talk 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, one of my former radio stations. Great place, by the way. Dom will be with us. He'll break down the numbers coming from the Northeast, from New Jersey in particular, and also from New York City. I continue to say I am very, very, very concerned about New York City and what may play out there. But we'll talk about all of that, I promise you, throughout the afternoon. But we got to talk about something that I have learned to love, the Jewish Food Festival, our Richmond Jewish Food Festival. It is happening. Well, I'm going to let Chuck Lesson tell us about where it's happening, when it's happening, and most importantly, the unbelievably delicious food that's available. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Jeff. How are you, friend?
I am doing well. It's great to hear your voice, and how much fun is this going to be? We get to talk about some delicious noshes.
It is amazing. This is the 17th consecutive year that the synagogue, Beth Israel, is hosting the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. And as you know, for a couple of those years, we were at the JCC. Right. But last year, we moved it back home to the synagogue, which is at the corner of Pepper and Patterson Avenues, 6300 Patterson Avenue. And we are super excited, Jeff, to welcome out all of our fabulous neighbors. And Nasha, as you said, on amazing Jewish food, brisket and corned beef and knishes, amazing desserts, and there'll be live music. All of this is happening on Sunday and Monday, November the 9th and 10th, and it will happen from noon until 7 p.m.
All right. Let's talk about the location now. It's at KBI. You're right. It was over the JCC for a couple of years, back at KBI. Will people simply be getting it to go? Can you sit down and enjoy it there? What's the setup?
Well, we have tented the entire parking lot, and we did it last year, and I would say it was our most successful year It is really easy to get around, so you can easily sit and enjoy your meal. In fact, what a lot of folks do, they come in lunchtime, they get in line, they order, they sit, they listen to the live music while they're eating their lunch, and then they get back in line and get their dinner and then take off.
All right, now I'm going to need some cover. My friend Chuck Lesson is joining us from KBI, Knesset Beth Israel, which will once again be hosting the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. My deal is this, Chuck. I told Heidi I would go and pick stuff up. So I'd like to do the ordering and stuff like that, but I also intend to say the line was really long, and so I ate there as well. So I'm just asking you as a buddy, if she says anything, she'll just say, oh, yeah, the lines were unbelievable.
Of course, they are going to be unbelievable, and we're excited to see you, Jeff, and all of your friends and family, as we are with all the rest of our neighbors. By the way, there's lots of parking on all side streets. Our friends, the Armenians, do the Armenian Food Festival, and we always look forward to that also. The neighborhood just fills up.
Yeah.
But you'll notice some blue and white flags in front of the synagogue flapping around with our big signs.
Yep.
And you'll know when you're there, if you can't see the flags, you will smell all of that amazing, delicious food.
And you know, what's so fascinating for many is the breakdown of the menu, Jewish Food Festival. We talk about the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. People go out every year and they, oh, I tried this, I tried this. And there's so many different cultures, if you will, that come together. Those of us with Eastern European roots, Ashkenazi, I mean, we're looking at Praka stuffed cabbage and brisket and knishes. And then, you know, the Sephardim come out from Israel. You got falafel, you got the salad, you got the shawarma, you got everybody covered here.
We do have everybody covered. It's funny you mention that, because one of our dearest members, Yossi Goel, flies in every year. He's back and forth between here and Israel, but he flies in and he handles all the delicious Sephardi food. So if you like falafel, this is about as good as it gets. And you know, the other thing is that maybe lots of folks have had brisket and stuffed cabbage before.
Yep.
And I'm sure there are lots of different great recipes, but these are unique, passed down from our bubbies, from our grandmothers. And this is really a twist of something special. And we know that everyone enjoys it. And we're looking forward again this year to really sit down and break bread with everybody.
Couple of folks are trying to figure out if there's kind of a cover charge, Chuck. If somebody says, yeah, I'd like to try it, but do I need to get tickets? Do I need to reserve something? What is the process?
You only need one thing: to come hungry. That's it. You just need money for your food and drink. There is no cover charge. There will be some vendor booths set up.
Okay.
So if you so choose, you can do a little bit of shopping. There's some amazing pottery made right here in Richmond, really professionally, beautifully done. There's jewelry. There are a few things that I think every year really grab people's attention, but there's absolutely no cover charge.
Okay. Well, that is good to hear. And I just got somebody who sent me a note on Facebook and said, Jeff, because of you, I'm looking at the Jewish Food Festival website. It looks good. I understand everything. But there's something on here, and I'm not really sure. Soylent. And I think people are fearful that they think it's Soylent Green. It's not Soylent, of course. Why don't you explain what that really is?
You know, I've got to see that to understand it.
C-H-O-L-E-N-T, my friend.
So we're talking about chulent.
Yes.
And chulent is, talk about Ashkenazi dishes. it is an amazing stew. We'll call it really Jewish ethnic stew. Lots of beans and meat. And it's a lot of us have it on our Sabbath meal.
Yep.
But it is amazing if you've never had it. Potatoes, meat, beans, very delish.
And so what's your favorite here? Now, I know they're all like your children, and you're going to tell me, well, I love them all equally. But come on, you and I each know that even with multiple children, we still got one we like more than the others.
You know, I have to say, my wife and I volunteered this year and last year to do the stuffed cabbage, along with about another 50 people. And it is really amazingly delicious. It's the sauce. Again, you can make stuffed cabbage in a lot of different ways, but this is just a really old 100-year-old recipe, and it's delicious. It is my favorite.
Okay, that's I've got to try that. My mom used to do a stuffed cabbage that would beat the band. I already told Heidi there'll be no fighting. I'm bringing a pound of chopped liver home for myself. And she was very happy. She said, yeah, you're good. Don't worry. There's not anybody else in the house who's even going to, maybe the cat would look at it and say, I'd like to taste. But other than that, it's all yours. Since the last time we spoke, my friend, I've actually been to Israel. I only got back a couple of weeks ago, first time ever. And
amazing.
Life-changing. Absolutely life-changing, and food. I'll be stocking up on those Israel sampler plates, trying to relive the market in Jerusalem.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that you went. We're going soon in another 2 weeks for a bar mitzvah, but I'm happy you went. Life is getting back to normal, thank God, in Israel. And as you said, the food there is amazing, and we're going to give you a little bit of a taste of that again on November the 9th and 10th, Sunday and Monday, and looking forward to seeing you there.
All right, do everybody a favor. Give us the address one more time and the hours for this Sunday and Monday for the Richmond Jewish Food Festival, Chuck.
We are at 6300 Patterson Avenue. That's at the corner of Patterson and Pepper. And once again, it is from noon to 7 each day, Sunday and Monday.
All right. I'm going to see you on Sunday, my friend. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you then. Thanks so much for making some time for us.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
All right. That is Chuck Lesson from KBI Knesset Best Israel, and they are doing the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. Now, a lot of people thought, wait a minute, isn't that the JCC? Yeah, well, it was at the JCC for a few years, and now it's back at KBI over on Patterson Avenue. The food is absolutely spectacular, and you need to give it a shot. I'll make sure I post that. You know, there are changes already in New York City. The fire commissioner, who happens to be Jewish, he's already submitted his resignation because he's not going to be there when Mam Dani moves into Gracie Mansion. Jennifer Tisch, who is the police commissioner, she's also Jewish. I would imagine she is not going to be sticking around either. And this morning in New York City, swastikas painted on a synagogue. And the comment from the incoming mayor was exactly nothing. Nothing at all. So for anyone who thinks that there's anything good that is going to come out of New York City, you got another thing coming. The only thing good, and it's a twist, but the only thing good will be that there will be an acknowledgement now that Zohran Mamdani is the leader of the Democrat Party in the year 2025. So now you know exactly who and what you are dealing with. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, on a Wednesday. Now, the weather is fantastic. I know there are a lot of people not particularly happy with election results, but the weather is great. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Let me see here. 804 says, Jeff, since last night, I've been looking forward to what you were going to say today at 3 p.m. Thank you for the rationality. I was expecting a rant and breakdown of what went wrong, but thank you and thank Heidi for telling you you're going to stay in Virginia. I'm most upset about the Jones election and the runaway House of Delegates win for the Democrats. Okay, that's Bruce 804. Yeah, Bruce, I'm with you. Again, in that sense, you have to be very honest about the lack of ability from the Republican Party of Virginia. Good Lord, what a grossly incompetent operation it was this time out. That's the assessment from oh so many people. And I would be, I would be hard-pressed, really, to argue with it. Honest to goodness, it is what it is. We were all here, correct? Nobody is coming to this game. What? Wait a minute. There was an election yesterday. I didn't even know. Well, of course you knew. But there were about a million people who voted for Donald Trump who did not bother to show up and vote. And guess what? You guys cost the Republicans the election. Now, this is a problem. This is a problem. And I don't know that you have to place it one area or the other, but here is the big issue. The big issue is that every wackadoodle piece of legislation that they had wanted to push through over the last 4 years will be full steam ahead with such wide margins. I get it. You love Donald Trump and you turned out to vote for him, as did I. But I also turned out to vote yesterday. And you didn't. So I'm not part of that problem. You are. Bad campaign run by Winston Sears? Absolutely. Terribly ineffective operation from the Republican Party of Virginia? Absolutely. Lack of financial support from the RNC? Absolutely. But there's also a lack of voters. I will remind you again, Abigail Spanberger received less votes yesterday than Terry McAuliffe did when he lost to Governor Youngkin. This was not some major blowout for Abigail Spanberger. It was a terrible defeat thanks to Donald Trump supporters who did not show up to vote for any other Republicans. That's a problem. If your loyalty is only to one candidate and not even the ideology, not even the political thought, that's a problem. Pieces of advice? I don't know about you. I'll be visiting Tony over at New American Arms. Make no doubt about that, right? Because you know that's one of the big things coming will be major restrictions on firearms and ammo. You and I both know that. Hey, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., make sure you're listening to my buddy Rich Herrera hosting Richmond's Morning News. Did a great job last night along with Charles Pyle as we were covering the election results. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. A couple of things that we do need to analyze. What will or will not be happening as we move into the next couple of years, right? We're going to see all sorts of things happening because of the election results, right? I mean, we all get that. But I will tell you, it is much more than just the idea that Abigail Spanberger is going to be governor. It's the fact that Abigail Spanberger almost immediately is going to begin her run on the national stage for president. That's what this whole thing has been about. Ghazala Hashmi, just like every other lieutenant governor in Virginia, will almost immediately begin running for governor. The attorney general is going to have to wait and see whether he maintains his status as a member of the Virginia State Bar. That's the first time in history that the potential incoming attorney general is actually under an active criminal investigation. It's going to be very difficult. But there's going to be some actions that are taken, and you know that, and I know this, as a result of having this stranglehold now, Democrats will, on the General Assembly. They're going to come back in January. They're going to ram through this redistricting because they believe that they can, even though the current attorney general says that for the sake of the constitutional discussion, the next session would actually be in 2027. Well, the incoming attorney general is part of that group. He's not going to stand in the way. And so their goal here is to eliminate Republicans in the congressional ranks. Right now, it's six Democrats, five Republicans. At best, we would see 9-2. At best. But their goal is 10-1 Democrat. And who's going to stop that? Governor Spamberger will happily sign that. So that'll be coming through. Guns. Let me tell you something. You think I'm joking when I say that now's the time to get over to New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Talk to my friend Tony Martin over there. I fully intend to get over there and do lots of shopping. Lots of shopping. Because there are going to be bans and restrictions coming down like you are not going to believe. Magazines. I should probably tell Tony now, I want the biggest magazines you got, man. Get them, because you're not going to be able to get them after a Governor Spamberger comes into office. You know that, don't you? And that whole idea of having concealed carry reciprocity with other states, guarantee you that goes away. Guaranteed. How about right to work? You know that's going to disappear. And with it, how many jobs? See, the bigger businesses already know whether they are or are not staying. That's what I'm finding so interesting here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, so you're going to move to Florida, right? That's it? Are you just you're leaving us? Well, no offense. If I could, yes. I would much rather be sitting on a beach. And I am at the point in my life where I would just much rather be sitting on the beach. But Heidi does love our home. I love our home. But she also loves our house. Or I love our house, too. And we're just doing this project now to get Julia her a bedroom that will be safe and disability accessible. So, yeah. Because I know. I've said it. Hey, forget about it. I'm out. Right? We're at Vero Beach. Probably be the place I would go. But Heidi's got a good concern about about weather impact. And I just think of the beach. I just sit of thinking on think about sitting on the beach. And it's like, you know, you love Tampa. Yeah, I do. But I love the East Coast, too. Yeah. Take a look. Hurricanes. Last couple. It's awful. It's always. It's like, yeah. So then you start thinking, or at least we start thinking, well, where can we get nice warm weather and not have to deal with that? And I think we're kind of back to Nevada. But even that, you know, it's not going to be tomorrow. That's the fact. Anyway, what else is going to happen when right to work goes away? You're going to have mandatory union membership. You're going to have higher local taxes now because there are going to be some new contracts that are going to be signed. Big winners as of yesterday will be the Virginia Education Association, which is the teachers unions. That's going to become mandatory. Guaranteed. Guarantee it. And because those teachers are going to be making more, in theory, you will be paying more. The Democrats have also floated the idea of taxes on services, which we don't really have now. Dry cleaning and utility sort of repairs, you know, the electrician or the plumber, stuff like that, that they would have extra fees on that. We will almost assuredly be seeing higher power bills because they're going to put us back in that, Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, REGGI. Governor Youngkin took us out of that, as he should have. And now the Democrats will put us right back in there, which means utility bills are going to go up. Your Dominion bill, my Rappahannock bill, they're going to go up. We will almost guaranteed once again be following California's vehicle standards, which means by the year 2035, you won't be able to buy a petroleum-powered vehicle here in Virginia. They will almost immediately begin rolling back the availability of diesel. And transgender stuff? Wow. You can forget. You can absolutely forget about your daughters being safe in locker rooms or bathrooms, because they're just going to be hell-bent to put as many guys in those places as possible. Oh, ugly, ugly stuff on that. And sanctuary cities? Yeah, we'll be a sanctuary state. You'll have more illegal aliens than you will know what to do with. And I would be very concerned if I were a law enforcement officer in Virginia, because despite Abigail Spamberger's phony performance art, saying that she sort of cut her teeth in law enforcement, the Democrats are going to push through as many measures as possible to benefit criminals and attack law enforcement officers. And what sort of a law enforcement officer are you going to have if you no longer have qualified immunity? It's already dangerous in America right now, right? Rob Chadwick joins us. We talk about how dangerous it is, how long it's going to take for law enforcement to get to your home. Doesn't matter where you live. What happens if those officers no longer have qualified immunity? I'll tell you what happens. They're out because nobody wants to lose their house. Now, will somebody take the job? Maybe. You think the caliber is going to be the same? I don't think so. I don't think so. The other thing they have, I hate to say this, but they're very fond of violent felons, right? We saw that in the last administration. They were madly in love with violent felons, cop killer in particular, as I recall. And they're going to have what they call second look, where they say folks who are serving a life sentence, as an example, should get some sort of resentencing after 10 or 15 years, even though they had been sentenced to life. So there's a lot coming down the line. There's a lot that you and I are going to wind up dealing with, good, bad, or indifferent. It is what it is. It is also 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. For 21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Ryan in Richmond says, hey, Jeff, don't forget, your gun rights are going to be stripped away with Spamberger. You won't be able to purchase anything. Yeah, well, make no mistake, they are going to be looking at those in a big, big, big way. Jeff, 804, says, I would suggest, instead of running to the gun store, spending all of your money there, you should suggest people put some of that money towards VCDL to help try to call back all the infringements that will be taking place. If you really stand for the Second Amendment, that means more than just going to the gun store and buying up what you want. All right. Well, but I do think that it all starts with buying up what you want. I think that's where most people are going to start. John down in Chesterfield. Jeff, would have been nice if the Winston Sears campaign had made your points in some of their ads. Totally agree. You know what else would have been nice? Germ, if Winston Sears' campaign would have bothered to answer phone calls, that would have been nice, you know? Would have been really, really nice, don't you think? 252. Thank you, Jeff, for sharing the complete lack of understanding that most people have for the voters who did not show up yesterday. They have allowed us to fall into a situation that's going to ruin us. I just don't have enough words, and I want to flee. I understand. I understand. Hey, Jeff, Virginia voted to oppose Trump and the shutdown, but really not to support the winners. Well, people vote to send a message. I got it. And what do we do in Virginia? Just essentially... after every presidential election, what do? We elect a governor of the opposite party. There's nothing new under the sun. That was in a book, wasn't it, Germ? I'm pretty sure it was. Some famous book, too. Nothing new under the sun. I don't remember what it was. But people vote just to go and send a message in many cases. 804 says, Jeff, actually, yesterday conservatives voted, but Donald Trump supporters did not. That's correct. That's what I've said. You had a million people who voted for Donald Trump who did not show up to vote yesterday. They're a big part of the problem. Big part of the problem. In fact, had they shown up again, the Republican side would have been victorious. Jeff, what about the fraud case against Jay Jones? Will that just go away? Maybe. Probably. It's allegedly an independent prosecutor out of Roanoke, but they did pick the one guy. What do they have? Three. I'm trying to think what the breakdown was. 13 Republicans, 3 official Democrats, 1 quote independent who's really a Democrat. You know which way they went. Yeah. 804. Hey, Jeff, is John going to come back to his old job at WRVA? No. Because his old job is hosting Richmond's Morning News, and Rich Herrera now hosts Richmond's Morning News. And, not that it's my place to say, but I don't think John wants any part of radio in the future. I don't think so. I really don't think so. All right, my buddy Dom Giordano from Talk 1210 up in Philadelphia, one of the great radio stations that I have worked for over the years. Absolutely love WPHD in my hometown of Philadelphia. He's going to give us a sense of what happened in New Jersey and New York and where they go now. It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Weather has been absolutely gorgeous tonight. Don't forget, Kimberly Akimbo opens at the Altria Theater, Broadway in Richmond. Should be a great show. We had the star of that on last week. Oh, Friday. Kyle Mann is going to be here, the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. You know, he's coming to town. And we will have the exclusive chat with him on air. Really looking forward to all of that. I had such a great time last night. We did extended coverage here, as you know, on The Voice of Virginia. And then hopped on with a dear friend of mine, a guy who is the voice of Philadelphia Talk Radio, has been forever, Dom Giordano at Talk 1210 WPHT. Great radio station. And we chatted a little bit last night on his program, his extra program last night. I said, can you do me a favor, come on this afternoon, explain to all of us what happened in New Jersey and maybe even up into New York. And there were some statewide races in Pennsylvania for judges. And the prosecutor in Philadelphia, this one blows my mind, Dom, Larry Krasner, who is like the poster child for love criminals, hate cops, George Soros financed, he got reelected, right?
This is the third term. It's historic, Jeff. And he won by over 50 points. The thing in talk radio that I think might be interesting to you, your knowledge of Philadelphia, the FOP cops jumped in at like 15 seconds to the election to check a box and say they endorse the opponent. Oh. And I really went after them today. If you could imagine, the FOP, this cop hater, did not challenge him for month after month after month. What are we to do when cops will not go on the record with a guy like Krasner, who is a cop hater, goes after cops routinely? Why would I rush to their defense? You know how pro-cop I am, and I know how you are.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a comeuppance on organizations like this that go the wrong way. And the reason why Krasner wins is exactly because of that kind of recalcitrance.
Mm. It's crazy. I read a quote from a young woman. I guess she was up in like a Temple University, who said she didn't have a choice. She hated what Krasner was about. She knew how violent Philadelphia was. But the only option, I guess, was a Republican. As far as she was concerned, well, you know, that would never happen. So better to vote for the guy who's overseen this massive increase in murders and other violent crimes in the city of my birth. It's lunacy. It's just, I can't imagine how dangerous Philadelphia has become.
Well, he's not a Republican. He's a Democrat who ran in the primary, Judge Pat Toogan, who's a moderate Democrat, I would say, and then ran as sort of an independent with the backing of the Republican Party, second bite at the apple with Krasner. And just that sort of lunacy. Jeff, the building trades, 40,000 strong, Philadelphia, the last big union town, spent millions of dollars promoting Dugan during the Democrat primary. Then they turned on him, even though they said that Krasner was an existential threat. This is the insanity of places like Philadelphia and the Democrat Party. Dugan was the same guy, didn't go harsher, change his positions. Right. Krasner was the same existential threat.
Yep.
Yet because he ran as in the independent Republican column, they had to go all out against him.
It's lunacy. And by the way, Dom, that sort of nonsense is coming here with our new officials here. They're going to revoke without question the right to work rules. And they're all wholly owned subsidiaries of the teachers unions. That's going to be the first stop downhill, then down here. And then it'll be the building trades out of Northern Virginia and D.C. Just crazy. You and I talked about New Jersey because it used to be a place that, well, some of us from Philadelphia tried to escape, right? All right, we'll go to Jersey, go across the river.
Exactly.
What the heck is happening over there? I thought that was going to be a real governor's race.
Yeah, and again, around 8:45 last night, suddenly people were calling it for Mikey Sherrill. Everything that we could tell, every metric, some of them human, all these Democrats had supported Chitterelli. We thought this would be, I thought he might lose. I thought she had the edge maybe at the end. Mm-hmm. By around a point, he ended up losing by 12 or 13. Here's the thing that really I resent, Jeff, all day long coming out of that, our listeners. There were some people in the Trump camp that said how bad the candidates were, governor in Virginia, that may be the case,
right,
or Jersey. Jack Chitterelli was a great candidate.
Yep.
And what has to happen here, President Trump is the only one in the country that can reach the real villain here, the so-called low propensity voter. They'll vote for Trump. They'll go across fields of fire to do that. But if Trump's not on the ballot, they just don't show up and vote.
Yeah.
Something's got to be done along those lines. That's one of the major things that happened in Jersey. There's nothing else outstanding that jumps out at you that would propel this. So you had Trump with all the hatred some people have in Jersey for him, but not the fire to get his voters out of there. That's a losing formula.
Same thing here, Dom. A million Trump voters did not show up yesterday to vote. A million. That would have changed everything. I mean, it would have changed the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, the House of Delegates. They just sat on the sidelines because, well, Trump wasn't on the ballot. So as far as they were concerned, there wasn't really an election.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, I am so glad you mentioned that. You know, the respect I have for what you do. And some people in talk radio today will not say that they're afraid of Trump. It's not about Trump. It's about winning. And the Trump agenda, this sets the narrative over the next 5 months or so as the midterm starts to ratchet up. And it puts the Republicans behind the eight ball. So, yes, we have to call out these low propensity voters.
Yeah.
And I think President Trump has to not just randomly call them out, but he has to, in a concerted way, explain again and again and again, if they don't vote, not only is he going to be impeached, but they're going to stop the Trump agenda early on over the next year or so.
Absolutely. Let me remind everybody, Dom Giordano is joining us. Dom, one of the best talk radio people I have ever heard, because I listened to him long before I worked with him, knows the area of Philadelphia, New Jersey, like nobody's business, nobody better than Dom. So I'm just thrilled you're joining us. What about the races for Supreme Court, as I write, the Supreme Court justices up for retention in Pennsylvania also all go the way of Democrats?
Yes, they did. Now, this is a very sleepy race, Jeff. Only one person has ever been not retained back in 1968, I think it was. But Scott Presler, who your listeners probably know of, was able to make this a race. And I think the retention vote was 61-39, but still it was a race.
Yeah.
And here's a name and maybe a quick explanation. One of the Supreme Court justices, Judge Doherty, is the brother of the longtime Philadelphia legend, Johnny Doc,
no
the union
way.
Leader, who is now in jail. Oh. And he had the nerve to call out talk radio, people like me, you, and others, that we politicized the judge's race. And your listeners should understand, Pennsylvania, the ultimate swing state, in 2020, this guy and these rogue judges ruled that you can have your mail-in ballot in 3 weeks after the election was over, after Election Day. and count it. They have done, they've been a legislature. That's what they really have done. Wow. And Scott Presler did politicize this in the best sense of it. Isn't it amazing that a race like this that usually nobody pays attention to, Democrats had to spend millions to defend it. And this hack, Johnny Doc Brother, put in there by the unions, has the nerve to attack us.
Wow. Wow. I would say I was surprised, but I mean, anything involving Johnny Doc, I'll do a history lesson for my listeners in a little bit about Johnny Doc and the Electrical Union and the rest of and the Building Trades Council, because they're all, everybody here is going to need a primer, because all this crap is coming right down 95 now that things have changed here. What about John Fetterman, Dom? He has shaped up, it seems. I mean, he's almost the voice of reason now for the Democrats in a lot of areas. Are Pennsylvanians thinking, yeah, we made a good choice with him again?
You know what? I think too many people in talk radio tell us, don't listen to what he's saying. I'm happy he's doing our bidding here, whether it's legit or not. And I think a lot of it is. It comes through his sense of the position of Israel.
Yes.
And on that, he's been one of the few in the Democrat Party who has it correct. And as a result of that, he is making sense. There's no allure here that we're going to vote for him in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
He's doing a great job, both morally, but strategically for Republicans. He is a straight shooter. He calls them as he sees them. He sounds like he's a little bit better from the stroke, et cetera.
Yes.
And yeah, it is a strange development. I would say our listeners are told to be wary of them, but they're starting to think, this guy's telling the truth. What's the harm in promoting that?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still like him to wear pants and all. It is the U.S. Senate. But, you know, if I got to look at his legs and he's making sense, all right, I'll take the trade off. Dom, thank you so much, my friend, for being here. Just great analysis. Want to get you back as things develop, and give my best to everybody up there, and my regards, as always, to the streets paved with gold in Oxford Circle, where I grew up.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, as always. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, take man. Care. That is Dom Giordano, Talk 1210 WPHD. By the way, if you want to listen to Dom, he's on the Odyssey app. It's one of our stations. Great guy. Great analysis. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVN. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Well, it is. It's Wednesday, and it's going to be fine, is it not? I mean, weather-wise, we've got some nice weather, and that's a good thing. This weekend, we're going to be in the 70s, which I am actually really looking forward to. That's going to be some nice stuff. In the meantime, of course, we've got 4 years with, well, it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Let me see here. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Rob from Mechanicsville says, Jeff, do you think now that the election is over, John Reed will return to talk radio? I miss hearing him on the radio. No. I don't think that John has any interest in working in radio anymore. I that's just my sense. Let me see. Jeff, I voted for Winsome Sears, but she was a very poor candidate. This comes in from Conway. Jeff, I voted for Sears, but she was a very poor candidate. By the way, my wife and I love John Reed, and we really enjoy your show. Thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that to you and your bride. And I agree. I love John Reed as well. But no, I don't think that John has any interest whatsoever in being back in radio. Good afternoon, and from RVA says, Jeff, I have an idea. How about if John Reed is put in charge of the Republican Party of Virginia? They certainly need a change of leadership ASAP. Yes, I think that would be a great, great situation. Great situation. John showed on this campaign trail strength and integrity and honor. No shock there, because that's, you know, who he is. and always has been. But he also showed a lot of moxie, a lot of grit. He got stuff done. Now, I get it. He didn't win. Yeah, is he sad that he didn't win? I'm sure. Is he disappointed? I'm sure. But he has absolutely, positively nothing to be embarrassed by or upset about, except that his efforts were not successful. Because he worked harder than anybody in this campaign. You had six statewide candidates. John ran the hardest. John was out there every single solitary day. From what, 4 or 5 in the morning until 1 in the morning? Craziness. Because he loves this Commonwealth. That's abundantly clear and has been, again, from the beginning. So I am just incredibly proud of my friend John for what he did. I continue to value and treasure him and his mom and his sister and the niece and the whole bit. They're great people. Absolutely think the world of them. But I think that John's next step, and again, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, but I would imagine there'll be a book talking about the campaign and what really happened in the campaign and what really didn't happen in the campaign. Because those are all things that only he can address. Winsome Sears, I was asked by American Family News, what my thoughts were on candidates. Jeff, will Glenn Youngkin run for governor again? No, I don't believe so. I think Glenn Youngkin will be taking to the national stage in some way. Jeff, what about Winsome Sears? I said, I do believe that Winsome Sears has run her last race. Jeff, what about Jason Meares? I believe that Jason Meares will absolutely run again, I would think, for governor. That will probably be one of his options. I think that is going to be something that he looks at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And decides, maybe yes, maybe no. But I do think that we've probably seen the last of Winsome Sears in the political world. But I do not think we have seen the last of Jason Meares in any way. I definitely think he will be a candidate again. And John, I don't know. I think the world is open to John. I think John could very easily say, you know what? I'm going to make a run for governor next time. People across this Commonwealth know me now. They know me perhaps better than they've ever known me. And also remember about the people who said, you know, we don't have to invade a country. We don't have to launch anything from outside because they're going to do it to themselves. Maybe that's what happened. It is 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Man, we got a lot to unpack with our pal Mike Dickinson. Mike is a citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and I just learned a runner. Mike, let us start with the running part first, man, because you are blowing me away with some of the stuff that you are doing.
Yeah, I hate running, but I had to lose the weight, so I have to run. Yeah. Running is not fun. It makes me miserable, but I have to do it, so I do it. And I've been able to do a couple 5Ks now at different places where I'm working, like Chicago and Knoxville. And yep. It's pretty cool. You get out there and you get to see part of the city you don't normally see, and you get to. Somebody asked me. They said, "Oh, can I run a 5K with you?" I said, "Absolutely not," because I'm not in a good mood when I'm running the 5K.
I love it. Well, you are a shadow of yourself. May I ask how much weight you have dropped?
I've lost about 150 pounds working out, going to the gym, and really by running. You know, there's a lot of different ways to lose weight now, but really the running is the best way to achieve it.
Yes.
And I never really planned on doing it, but I just, you know, I thought it would be good to do, so I've done it. And, you know, now it's almost, you know, I try to do a 5K every month or every 2 months, and I knock it out.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to put this on your schedule. Next do the law enforcement torch run, all right, I am determined, come hell or high water, to somehow, some way get back out and do that. You know, I messed up my back about 5 years ago, and I'm really, really limited with a lot of stuff. But in the last year, I've dropped, I think it's 70, 75 pounds, and I'm just
anxious and
angling to do something. So maybe you and I can figure something out where we get out there, help out Special Olympics, and actually do some sort of running. But just keep that in the back of your mind, all right? Because we got to talk about what an utter disaster it was for the Virginia Republican Party. I'm assuming they exist yesterday here in our beloved Commonwealth. What the heck happened?
You talk about a total collapse. The GOP, the Virginia GOP, fell apart. They fell apart at the seams. The wheels came off the car. The bumper came off the car. The doors came off the car. The engine fell out.
Yep.
Everything fell apart. And you know, I was hoping that it wasn't going to happen, but I kind of felt like it was. I mean, you've got people running for office in all positions, whether it's statewide or local delegate level. people that are low energy. And by low energy, I don't say that lightly. Low energy, I mean, look, John Reed, he's high energy. That man was everywhere. He was everywhere. And I wish we would have seen that through all of the candidates who are running at every level. I mean, when I ran, I remember when I ran for office a couple of times, I was everywhere, and John Reed was everywhere. He was, you'd watch his Facebook, he'd be in Bristol, then Northern Virginia, then every single day.
Right.
And we had a lot of candidates running who were low energy. They did not do very many public appearances. They did not engage on social media. They didn't put any work into their social media. I mean, how are you going to run for delegate and you've got 100 followers on Facebook and you don't participate on X, where all the conservatives are?
That's right. That's right. That's a great point. That's a great point that the social media game was not there. And I'll tell you, the availability. One of the things that frustrated us so much was the Winsome Sears campaign that missed because she just decided she didn't want to show up to an event or she had something else to do. She had multiple opportunities to be with us on the radio, and not even responses. I mean, it was just misses left and right.
It's not surprising. I mean, when you run for an office, you have to be available 24/7. You have to speak to the media. You've got to be working on the socials. You've got to be working on the publicity, and you have to fine tune your message. And, you know, this is going to sound kind of ridiculous, but, you know, it's the truth. People who run for office, they need to watch WWE. They need to watch cutting a promo. They need to watch catchphrases because I was watching many of the Republican candidates who were running in Virginia. They talk too much. It's on and on and on. The answers are too complicated. You need to give a six-word or seven-word answer that everyone can remember. And, you know, Trump is the master of it. Trump is the master of it. Watch and answer questions like he does instead of rambling on and giving answers that people can't figure out what you're trying to say. And I just feel like, you know, the Virginia GOP is a gigantic mess, and it's been that way for quite a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in the Richmond area. I mean, they ran some candidates this year, but I never saw anything of them. I never saw any media appearances. I saw a limited social media presence. They didn't run anybody for Commonwealth Attorney in the city of Richmond. We're stuck with Colette again for four more years, Colette McEachin.
Yep.
We're stuck with Antoinette Irving again in the jail. They didn't even press her. I mean, she's got a terrible record. They should have ran somebody against her.
Yeah.
And my feeling on all of this about people like Abigail Spanberger, Jay Jones, Hashmi, all of them, is that the GOP misses opportunities early on in these people's career when you can get in and do damage before they become too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Spanberger, all these issues about her, we've known about them for years. We knew that she taught at Terror High School over in the Middle East. We knew that her CIA record was very questionable, if she did anything other than holster a stapler. We knew that. We knew that she's engaged, said some things, but the GOP never hit her on it. They were just like, oh, we'll deal with it later. And then what happens is you have like Michael Jones, terrible city councilman in Richmond. Now he's a delegate because you let them get up and run for office, and you don't punch them when you can, and then they become too strong, like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. It's amazing. What do you think happens now? Does the Republican Party of Virginia collectively realize, oh gosh, maybe we should do something? Maybe we should get. Well, here's a suggestion. Maybe we say to John Reed, why don't you become the executive director of the Republican Party of Virginia? Maybe, just maybe, you could fix it. Or do they say, when is cocktail hour and tea time again?
You read my mind on John Reed. I was thinking today about who is somebody that's in the political game in Virginia who can connect to a diverse group of people, who has the media training and the work ethic to be able to do something. And John Reed would be a great candidate to be the chair of the Virginia GOP. Great. I mean, he'd be a great candidate. I believe he'd be the one to fix it.
Yep.
But I just don't know if they're so motivated. I mean, the problem I see with the Virginia GOP, especially with State Central and these committees, they're loaded down with people who have interest in the game. They have people that are on the State Central Committee making decisions who also double as consultants.
Yep.
They get paid by candidates, and they get money to do that. So they don't make the best interest of the state. They don't make the best interest of the Republican Party. They don't make the best interest of conservative ideas. They make the best interest for their wallet and their pocketbook. And that's what I think they need to root out, and they need to put a, they need to stop that practice. If you're on State Central or any committee leadership of the GOP in Virginia, you should not be able to take money as a political consultant or your spouse.
That is a great analysis of that. You're right. You can't be functioning in that way, serving two bosses, if you will, allegedly looking out for the best interest of the party or what have you, and then saying, oh, by the way, if you'll give me some money, then I'll do a really good job of looking out for the best interests of the party. Yeah, it is a screwed up situation. We're going to have a very interesting 4 years ahead of us, Mike. Very challenging 4 years. I am trying to imagine what the first bad thing to come down from Capitol Square is going to be, and unfortunately, the choices are they're a big list.
I think we're going to see Spanberger and the Democrats make a big push for new gun laws that are unfair and target lawful owning citizens because of the actions of a few criminals, that if the Democrats would lock them up, we wouldn't have the problem. You know, the people that are causing the crime with the guns are the same, you know, 2% of the people time and time again, but in these liberal cities like Norfolk and Richmond and in Fairfax County, the liberal cities, it's just, you know, no prosk. Oh, you know, we'll give you a year of probation. It's the same people time and time again. And instead of locking them up and solving the problem, we just let them, the Democrats let them back out because they feel sorry for them because of their upbringing. But that's the problem with guns, is that it's not the guns, it's the people behind them. And the liberals and the Democrats feel sorry for these people who commit crime time and time again and won't lower the boom on them and put them in jail where they should be. So I think we're going to see Spanberger make a push on that. I think she's probably going to do some actions to make Virginia difficult for ICE to operate and for to operate and get the illegals out, because, you know, that's the Democrats' big cause. Is the Democrats care more about people who are here illegally and don't pay taxes than they care about the people who work hard for a living.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, I appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk next week. That is Mike Dickinson, citizen reporter, citizen journalist. Great analysis, as always. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. .552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA on Wednesday. Let me share a couple of little texts coming in here on the James River Air text line. Some very interesting stuff. 833-804-1140. Jeff, I have a conservative cousin in Virginia. Didn't even know that there was an election. That's pretty sad, says Scott from Hanover. Yeah, absolutely. Correct. Jeff, John Reed has my vote for anything he wants to run for. He also has my complete support for anything he wants to do. I think he's a great man and an asset to the Commonwealth as well as the Republican Party of Virginia. I agree. Totally agree. That's why I say, personally, given the absolute mess that defines the Republican Party of Virginia right about now, they need somebody who actually understands how to hustle, how to get out there and work hard, how to get the job done, and appeal to a whole slew of new people. And I personally think that John is the guy who would get that done. That's it. There's nothing more, nothing less. Jeff, who in the hell told Winston Sears to step up and run for governor? Well, she's lieutenant governor. I was at Shorty's Diner, and Winsome did a radio spot at the restaurant. After the radio talk she did, I was blown away because she was getting ready to walk out the door, and I went up to her and told her she needed to come back in and at least shake hands and check in and talk to the customers. The PR person told me, no, can't do that. The only reason she came was for the radio. We don't have time to do it. But I insisted as a patriot. She came back and walked in to talk to the voters. That's Elizabeth in Midlothian. Well, once again, I will say it. I will say it that she was not responsive. I guess that's the nicest way to address it, right, Jerm? And I don't even want to lay it on her, but her campaign was not responsive. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, by the way, I should tell you that we just put together our our next big adventure, you know, the Jeff and Heidi vacations. We're only able to do maybe one in a year if we're lucky. Other folks, John was one. John every 11 days was going on vacation, but we can't do that with Julie and what have you. Anyway, long story short, we just put one together, which I'm going to say is going to be beautiful. Like, I don't think I'm allowed to give you the details yet. I just got the brochures, but it is going to be beautiful, and I think everybody's going to be happy. It's going to be very, very affordable. Very affordable. That was one of the things that, and I'll discuss it more in detail the closer we get to it. But I can tell you personally that I was really put off by some of the pricing on some of the other stuff. So we've put together an absolute winner. All right, gang, that is it for today. I got tomorrow off for good behavior. Friday, we have Kyle Mann, the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. Have a great evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Friday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.